Hi everybody, this is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com, and it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the opportunity to speak to another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Haley. Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, it is going great. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good too. I'm just coming off a week of vacation, so I feel really rested and relaxed. And I'm excited that you're a guest on today's show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're most welcome. And to get us started, could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from, and a little bit about what keeps you busy.
Of course. I am Haley Mitchum. I currently live in Alexandria, Virginia, which is just outside of Washington, D.C. I am a HR manager for a federal contractor, and I am also a pretty big soccer fan also. I have played soccer since I was about 3 years old, and I'm also currently on a couple of co-ed teams also. So that keeps me pretty busy, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it sounds like you don't have a lot of free time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you've been playing soccer since you were about three. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty much like since I could walk. My dad also played too.
Oh.
And he started it pretty soon after I could like stand up, I think. So, yeah.
So he was determined that you were going to like it at an early age.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, it sounds like that keeps you really physically fit, and it's probably a great stress buster too.
Oh yeah, it's like it's also good conditioning also. I have done a couple of half marathons previously, and because of soccer, I don't have to like train it's too much, so I'm like kind of fortunate, I
Oh,
think.
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, a couple of half marathons is a full marathon in your sights?
Well, I've actually contemplated it. And I'm kind of like on the fence, I think, because I do have like IT hand issues. They and that is the ligament
Oh.
that connects the hip to the knee, and I'm afraid that like if I actually do a full marathon that I'll just end up like crippled after that. So I'm like kind of like yeah, I don't know though yet.
Yeah. Well, that certainly sounds like a reasonable reason to be wary.
Yeah, exactly.
How does your stuttering impact your soccer play at all?
I'm actually pretty vocal on the field. Sometimes I'll stutter as like I don't wanna say yelling at my teammates, but like it's telling them to turn or to pass it to oh, and so and most of the time it just comes out, and other times it's like by the time that I actually get it out, the play is like is finished already. So I'm like, eh, oh well. So
yeah. Yeah. Are your teammates pretty supportive?
I'm on like four teams now, and I have played on a couple of others, and nobody cares actually, and I always I try like talking to them at halftime, and everyone is patient, so it's a good situation, I think, like, because it kind of forces you to constantly meet new people, and because of that, it constantly like challenges your comfort zone, I think, and I'm thankful that it does that, because it is always keeping me on my toes, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and you spend a lot of time on your toes playing soccer, right?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's great that it's a non-issue for you in your sports time. What about at work? How did you become an HR manager?
I kind of like stumbled across it. I actually studied graphic design in college, and after college, I had taken a couple of internships, and I just didn't think that it was what I had wanted to do until I retired. Mm-hmm. And I was actually thinking like that I wanted to work with people, and a friend told me that the company that he worked for was trying to bring on business support person and kind of like an administrative position, but supporting some of the programs and everything. And I came in and I talked to the CEO, and he offered it to me. And then in a couple of months, it had transitioned into an HR assistant position, and then I just kept on moving up and everything, and I have been there for 8 years now, and I am managing the HR team now.
Wow, that's great. That's great, especially since you just kind of stumbled in into it. Yeah. Did you have to take any additional college coursework?
I didn't take additional college courses, but I did actually study and take the certification course for a PHR certificate, which stands for a professional in human resources. Courses and I had to take it twice, but I finally passed it though, and I am officially a certified HR professional now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. So what's it like? You know, does your speech impact or influence your job at all?
I actually I have seen a transition when I first started there. I totally let my stuttering affect it. I tried like to email as much as possible. I didn't like to introduce myself to the new employees. I also tried like to just avoid speaking as much as possible, now though it's just like I am open. About it, I have conducted a number of the new higher orientations. Also, I also prefer to call employees up if there is like a issue or a question that I don't find that mailing them is appropriate. And I also am open about just my stuttering in general. Like, I actually talk about it. I also talk about the National Stuttering Association and also the conference too. And I think that because I actually put it out there, everyone is more comfortable, and they also know like how to react towards it too. And I don't find that it holds me back any more.
Wow, that's great. And you said that you felt like you've been in a transition. What in influence that transition? It sounds like you kind of came out from like maybe covert to more open.
Well, there's like a couple of things, I think. I've actually been taking avoidance reduction therapy with Vivian Iskin's practice. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that since February of last year. So I've been doing that for a year and a half now, it has, I think, helped me overcome, I think, like, common situations that I was avoiding, and also just also like it helped also with my confidence too, and I'm just at a great place, I think, in the fact that, like, I'm not ashamed of it, and I think that having that kind of attitude is powerful, especially if you are somebody who has spent a long time trying to hide it.
Wow, you're so lucky to be working with Vivian. Wow, great. Yeah, I've met her numerous times at NSA con conferences and at friends conferences, and have heard her presentations. And I've always been intrigued with the philosophy of avoidance reduction. So that's great that you've got that support and opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is a great experience.
Now, that's group therapy, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that is pretty powerful, huh?
Yeah. And it is also on to also just like go to the group once a week and just like talk about it. And share stories also, and yeah, it's just like hard work though, but I truly think that what. Ever it is that you put into it is what comes out.
Definitely, I agree with you there. I think we all have to take some responsibility for knowing what our goals are and wisely investing in them if we want positive outcomes. And it sounds like that's what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah. So you talked about stories. do you have any stories from an HR perspective as that relate to your stuttering? Has anybody given you a hard time, or have you had to set somebody straight or educate someone?
Well, I mean, thankfully, everyone who comes in as our employee, the majority of them are former military, and I'm a military brat, and so I have actually found that the people like who have experience in the military are more exposed, like, to diversity, and because of that, like, they don't even question it. Everyone has been patient, and I've never experienced, like, anything negative from our employees. However, though, there is actually somebody from another company, though, occasionally comes in, I don't even know, like, what he does exactly, but he kind of, like, comes in, I guess, and talks to the program managers, and he actually did this to me last year too, but a couple of weeks ago he came in to talk about the Army 10 miler race that is coming up, because I actually put the teams together, and he is on the team also. I'm just, like, talking to him, and he just, like, it's totally interrupts me, and then puts up his hand and tells me to calm down. And
oh no.
And to also relax and I have told him, like, I'm actually fine. I just stutter, and this is just the way that I talk. And he just keeps on repeating to me to calm down, and and I'm just like, okay, and I just like cut the conversation like short, and I'm just like, all right, I'll see you later on then. Yep. All right. Yeah. So I don't know. And it's people, they don't know, I think, like how to respond, and that's okay. It's just like I can either like it's turn it in to like a full educational seminar, or just politely tell them that no, I just stutter, and I am okay, and then just move along and continue my day. So I just and to do the latter.
Yeah. Well, it almost kind of sounds like, what can you do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and it sounds like that guy is just annoying when he does that. You know, it's funny, what popped into my head is maybe you should wear the NSA T-shirt that says "keep calm and stutter on."
Yeah. I've actually worn that T-shirt for a couple of soccer games.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. So as we approach the end of this wonderful conversation, I wanted to be sure to have time to ask you, do you think stuttering is a disability?
I know that there is a lot of debate about that, and per the Americans with Disability Act, it defines a disability as something that substantially limits somebody from being able to like normal activities, and with that said, I think that it is circumstantial. Everyone's stuttering is different, and for somebody who has a very mild stutter, it might not qualify as a disability, because it doesn't substantially limit them. And for somebody like me, though, who has a medium to severe stutter, then I mean, I think that it could actually qualify. So I mean, it just depends, I think.
Yeah. So personally, do you think that you're disabled?
I would have answered yes to that a couple of years ago. Today, though, I don't think I am, because I don't let it limit me.
As is evident from this conversation, it seems like you just go after what you want, and it also seems like you're fully part participating in life, and you're a great communicator.
You too.
Thank you. And one last question, and then we do need to wind down. This time has flown by.
It has.
It certainly has. What advice would you give to somebody who stutters, who's applying for a job today in today's climate? Because I know job interviews are one of the scariest situations for people who stutter. And from your unique perspective, from as both a professional in HR and a woman who stutters, what advice would you give someone tackling that?
I would just tell them to try to still be confident and also if they feel comfortable, then it's tell the interviewers that you stutter and tell them that it doesn't affect your skills and hard work ethic and tell them that that stuttering can also be turned into a positive too. I know just from talking like to hundreds of stutterers that stuttering actually makes us great listeners and that is a key factor in effective communication also, and I would also just tell them to just try not to let the stuttering like it's take away from their personality in the interview.
Great advice.
Thank you
for sharing that, and thank you for being a guest today. I appreciate your openness and your enthusiasm. I'm so glad I got to hear parts of your story.
Well, thank you for inviting me today.
I'm really glad I did. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.